Welcome to Datcast. I'm Shades, and as always, I'm here with UK Shader. UK, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had a bit of a rough week, but I think I'm going to bounce back because we're doing the podcast, and I love doing the podcast with you. I love talking about Dat goodness. Who wouldn't? Am I right? Exactly. On a quick side note, before we started this, actually. You said you were drinking tea.
Yep.
What tea are you drinking?
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. Yep. Okay. Okay, Earl Grey. Do you put milk in it?
Yeah, I put a little bit in because it's bitter.
Okay. I bet you were worried because when I said, oh, I'm going to ask you a question about your tea.
I thought it was going to turn some sexual innuendo.
No. Why would I say that?
Because I'm a pervert who thinks things.
Oh, so you're just like, oh, I wonder if he's going to ask whether or not stick a dick in my tea or something. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
When you said put milk in it, I was thinking,
Oh, I see. You were thinking like, oh, let me just grab a breast and then put it in my tea.
I wish.
Yeah, well, there you go. Because I didn't know what happens, because in the UK, some people don't put milk in their tea. But clearly, I should have been in the gutter with you when you were thinking about that. Oh, my God. Well,
that was shady. You blast down. Just kidding. Nah, you're fine.
Apart from that, I guess we should just get straight into it. We were actually like going to say what games we've been playing before we get to our main topic today. And so we've been playing a few games, and one game you said you were playing was, and I was surprised to hear that you were playing the meat and fuck games.
Yep, the lesbian ride one. Yep.
Is it literally called the lesbian ride one?
Yeah, it's called meat and fuck lesbian ride, and it's actually better than the rest of the games, because there's actually stuff happening in it, so it's sort of...
Oh, okay. Because I'm not a fan of the meat and fuck games.
Me neither.
No, I've always thought they were just like, you know how they, it'll just be like, dialogue, get it wrong, get it wrong, get it right, get a reward.
Yeah, it was a bit like that.
Is this different?
Yeah. It's a bit like that, but I think it's a bit easier because you can just keep clicking as many times as you want. You get it wrong, but then you can click the right one afterwards and you'll still get the reward.
Oh, okay.
It's different.
And you said there was like a driving thing as well, didn't you?
Yeah, at the start, that's how you end up. And the boss is the sheriff, who she's the one that arrested you, and she's the one you got fucked near the end.
Oh, but, okay.
She's the one that arrested you because you fight this muscly guy who's a dickhead, and basically, he's like saying kazoo and all that. He's like, oh, you can't ride the bike. So they get in a fight. They're punching while they drive on the road, while they're racing. They punch each other. And stuff.
They punch each other while they're driving.
Yeah, and I was really good. I kicked his ass. That's great.
Wait, and you actually played that bit?
Yeah. You gotta play that bit to get arrested by the sexy sheriff.
Oh, okay. Well, you might have to send me this game because I'm kind of interested.
Okay, I'm going to.
You're going
to... I sent you it the last
Oh, you sent it to me a while ago, didn't you?
I can give you it again if you want, because I scrolled up.
Yeah, send me the link. So out of all of the, I'm just going to jokingly say, out of the 150 meat and fuck games, that would probably be the one you recommend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I figured you
would. Maybe it's just the fact that lesbian was in it, but maybe that's what got me.
That was probably the thing that sold you. Yeah. Is the artwork good, though?
It's not too bad. I mean, it's a little bit lacking, in my opinion, but it's not awful like some of the meat and fuck games, but it's I mean, everyone, I know everyone's different, but it's hit and miss for some, I guess.
Okay, what about the other thing we had a bit of a Skype call the other day. We were sharing flash games between each other, and one game I shared with you, and okay, I'm just gonna put this on the table right now. I don't remember half the shit that happened in the game. And clearly, clearly when I sent it to you, I had no intention of re-remembering some of the things that particularly you experienced, because I gave up, because I was just like, the game.
I was really good at it.
You were really good at it. The game's called Dusty's Castle, and it's also on Newgrounds, and it's really like the graphics are nice. Like, it's really well animated for a Flash game.
It is well liked.
It's more of like a puzzle style, like you got to look at things and examine and pick up items and then move them around sort of thing. But you seem to have a bit more of
The
a
worst
weird.
experience. Some good ones and some really questionable things.
Yeah, and I don't remember any of that in there unless they updated the game. Are we allowed to say what we saw?
Oh, go on, we can say it, like a pig fucks you and barbs
Yeah.
fuck you. Oh, and ant ladies fuck you as well, four of them, ant
Oh yeah,
ladies, and
the
they put
bug woman.
honey inside of you. They
Yeah.
put honey inside you.
Yeah, she's like, I want the nectar. And I was like, what the fuck? That wasn't the game I remembered. Like
They've added things in, I think, and
I
that's
think
what
they have, like, yeah, 'cause it went from like pretty simple parts of the game to like, oh yeah, here's some bugs and a pig. Go wild. Okay. I wasn't ready for that. Look, apart from the childhood wrecking scenes, it's probably a decent game, I guess, maybe.
I'll never look at Babe in the same way ever again. What? I'll just think
Oh
all pigs are sluts now.
no. Oh
It's ruined my. I used to think pigs were cute and cuddly, but now I think they're horny
Yeah.
things. And seriously, how did a cooked pig end up having sex with her? What's
That
it
was the
come back
bet
to
that was the
normally?
best part when you said it was a cooked pig, 'cause I just
The
assumed
cooked
that there was a
pig
new genre.
bestiality. The
Yeah,
cooked bestiality.
it was a new genre. Yeah. There was another thing that was announced this week, actually. Well, I don't know if it was announced this week, but a fan sent it to me. And Sexy Beach 4. Apparently, because I've reviewed Sexy Beach 3 and Sexy Beach 0, and on the DVDs, I reviewed Sexy Beach 2, but they've recently announced Sexy Beach 4, which is called Sexy Beach Premium Paradise, I think. The trailer will be up on the screen anyway. But it's made by the same guys that made Illusion, obviously. But they it's a free roaming Sexy Beach game, kind of like GTA, where not only do you get to like walk around and meet the girls on the beach like you do in the other game, but you get a free roam so you can like take water pistols with you, you can ride floaties and stuff, and it's pretty much just like an open world Sexy Beach game, which comes out this September. Which looks great. What did you think of the trailer?
Great, I think, and all the women were sexy.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh, I want to play it.
they did a really good job. I'm really jealous that Japan gets it in September, 'cause we're gonna have to wait a bit.
Oh, we are. We're gonna have to wait bloody ever for it to come
Yeah.
out.
But it looks so much different than the Sexy Beach games. It didn't look like a Sexy Beach game from the ones I played anyway.
That looked totally different, though, didn't it?
Yeah, because the other ones were kind of like visual novel style, whereas this one you could literally walk around anywhere you wanted and explore anything. And you could, I guess there was volleyball, you could hop on floaties, you could have water pistols, you could take photos. It looked really cool. It kind of mixes together. I think people were saying, a lot of people in the comments were like, oh, it's like Artificial Girl meets Sexy Beach, which is another game which I've yet to review, but is kind of on that same line. But I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to reviewing that one, I think. And the last thing, you wanted me to talk about Scarlet Blade, because I've been playing a lot of Scarlet Blade, didn't you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he showed me some screenshots.
Some screenshots of Scarlet. I'll throw some screenshots up. I've been playing, well, the fans have. They've been coaxing me, and I finally got to it. And if you want to join us, I'll say this right now. If you have Scarlet Blade, which is free, you can play it for free right now. It's not that much of a download. It's base. And look, if you haven't seen my review, go look at my review. It's a sexy, like, it's a sexy World of Warcraft. What else do you want? Like, there's boobs, there's just women, and you can get a f item in the game that makes you naked. So what else do you want? Like, you can get puzzles that you can get like nude puzzles and stuff. And so the fans have decided to create a guild in the game, and we're actually we've got a it's called the Dak Game Guild, and if you search as Dak Game, you will find our guild, and you'll be able to talk to one of the admins, and you might be able to join with us on the quest to build probably the biggest guild. I don't know what we're really going for, because I'm sort of just doing like sub and side missions. I'm just sort of doing whatever. Everybody else is kind of like it's funny because I got it.
OP.
Yeah, like everybody else is really like high level, and I'm just kind of like off doing whatever. And they're like, "Hey, Shades, come hang out here." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, but there's a really cool tree over here. I like that tree." And
Oops.
I just got my steed, which is like a bike. Like I just got a bike, and I was like, "Oh hell yeah!" And I,
Nice.
yeah, and I got like a little pet as well, like a little robot pet that follows me around. It looks like a mobile phone with a tuna can strapped on the top. It's really fucking weird, but I really do love it. And yeah, if you guys want to come join, it's seriously really really fun. You guys, I've been trying to get UK to join, but she's so busy with World of Warcraft. It's
Oh
like
yeah.
you breathe World of Warcraft, don't you?
I do. I oh my, in fact my blood is made of it.
I think we talked about, I don't know if we have talked about it on the podcast, like how long have you been playing?
Since February 2014.
Wow, so it's been a fair that's a fair amount of time on World of Warcraft though. How
I've
many
got like 40 characters.
hours did you say you've chewed into it?
Well, there was this one time I leveled a character for 3 days straight with no rest and got to 60.
And you didn't die?
No, I just kept leveling, leveling, leveling. I think I just got so used to it. I was just like, I'm fine. I did sort of eat little bits and pieces, but I was getting hungry, so I had to stop after a while and stop at
Wow.
60. But
I guess we should get to our main topic at hand, which we were kind of in a debate about what we were going to talk about today. Because I guess we just like this is more of a spontaneous sort of I guess sort of a spontaneous sort of podcast. Wouldn't you agree?
yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the topic I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if this will be a big topic or not to talk about, but you know, we wanted to basically, because we've been like sharing Flash games, like what Flash games would you recommend? And what flash games you wouldn't recommend, and like flash game memories and stuff, like sexy flash game memories. But I will let you go first, UK Shade It.
Well, the two we mentioned, the lesbian meat and fuck one, I would recommend it. I mean, it might be your thing if you want to slap women on the ass with dildos and stuff, then go for it. And the other one that we played, even though it's got its weirdness, it has its sexiness too,
Yeah.
which makes it kind of worth it. I can't think of any other I'd recommend, because there was this other one that you showed me as well, and that I said I'd already played. The one where you got to
Oh.
give that girl an orgasm before she wakes up, but it's so hard. And every time she, and
It's.
every time.
Isn't it literally just called Orgasm Girl? I'm pretty sure it's literally called that.
I think it is called that, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any others that you would recommend?
I d literally, I've, my mind has just blanked.
You
I've just
just.
played far too many. To the
Well,
point I don't.
it's to the point that you just don't know. There's just too many boobs in there.
Yeah. Not happy.
The games that I'd recommend, if you want a good laugh, any of the, I think that they're called the Sex Kitten series. They're so funny because they're just, it's literally a girl literally going, "Oi, idiot, we gotta do this thing, and then we can fuck, but you gotta go punch a dude and then steal a baby's ice cream." Like it's literally. That's how the game talks to you. Like, it's like, "Oh, idiot." And it's so funny. But at the same time, it's like really, yeah, it's kind of odd. Another one I'd probably recommend. I mean, the Orgasm Girl ones are kind of like, you know, I mean, you really want a game that you can kind of chew into. If you want a fun style game that kind of rewards you a little bit, Frank's Adventure is a really good Flash game. It's puzzle based too, and you play as like a reporter who has to like a reporter for like a porn industry thing, and you've got to like get pictures and stuff. And to do that, you've got to go around the city and talk to like famous characters. Like there's characters from like TV shows and all that stuff. And it's really fun. And I think there's like four Frank's Adventure games. So like it'll keep you busy because I got to maybe like I recently started playing him again and I got to the third one and I'm really stuck on it because you've got to do everything in order. In
Oh,
order,
okay.
yeah, to get it right, and it kind of just I guess it kind of just messes you up a bit because you've got to remember where everything is.
Need to write it down.
Yeah, you do, because there's like it's literally a list of things where you go, okay, I've got to do this, and this, I've got to do this, and this. Anything else I can recommend? In terms of like good flash games, I mean, those would kind of be the prime ones that I would pick because to me, it's more like sexy flash animations I like versus sexy like video games, like because the video games are not as good as just animation, straight out animation anyway. Bad ones, yeah, Dusty's Castle kind of hits it up there a little bit now.
When
Yeah.
I told you and gave you the screenshots.
No, it's okay. Anything that I wouldn't recommend. It's hard because like I don't think I've played like a bad Flash game that was like that was kind of like I don't know, because with Flash games it's different. You kind of know what you're getting into and there's nothing really like awful except like it could be fucked up. But usually like when it's a fucked up thing, you know before you click it anyway. Whereas
I did.
Dusty's, yeah, apparently Dusty's Castle's just got you fuck a cooked pig halfway through the game, which it does not give you any indication that that is going to happen at all. It doesn't tell you that that's going to happen, but it happens
Doesn't.
anyway. Yeah. Oh, that was a game. I mentioned it in one of my Sexy Beach one. It's called Sim Girl RPG. That's actually one of the most famous Flash games,
I
and
think I might
it's
have played that one.
yeah, where you literally gotta like it's just a sim RPG of like trying to get with the girl, and you gotta go to the gym and stuff.
Oh yeah, now I remember this. I played this a while ago.
Yeah, it's a very like you've gotta balance out your character and you've gotta work at it, but when you do get it,
I had a bad Flash game. It's
oh,
a
you
dress-up
do?
game. It's a dress-up game, so basically you strip the character, but it doesn't actually let you strip, and it did not give me any warning. It was a Hinata from Naruto, and because she's a hot character.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to take a top off, and then this scary face flashed up, just like that, and I had no
Oh,
idea.
that's
I was like.
horrible.
I actually nearly cried. I was like,
So it was like a troll game.
you, game. And it didn't even give any indication. It gave promises. It made promises that it could not keep, and then that thing popped up.
Oh, that's horrible. You'll have to send me a screenshot, not of the scary face, because I don't expect you to do that. But like the
I'll find it again and,
oh, that's horrible. See, I don't like jump scare stuff, especially when you're like looking for sexy stuff. You don't want that.
Found it.
Oh, you got it?
The one. Hang on.
Yeah,
What's that?
send me some sort of print screen.
The music on the background.
Oh no, is it
Just
really
try
that bad? I'm gonna click it. I'm not gonna play it though, because I don't. I'm not. Oh my god, it looks bad. What? What? Why did you do that? How scary is it? How scary is it? How scary is it? I don't want to do it now. Is it really that bad? I'm so scared. I don't want to be there. I don't want to do it. I don't want to look.
Just share the link to everyone else and just like
They could play
say
it.
they can
at your own discretion.
I don't want to do it. That was so scary. That was really scary. I don't want
to
do it.
I was just trying again to make sure that was the one.
Oh my god, you're gonna try it again.
Yeah, just to make, and it was just awful. And it was, and that was the one. I was like, oh my god, it was the one. Shit.
Oh, that's so scary. Just hearing your blood-curdling scream. That was horrible.
It's so unexpected, though. I mean, that's what they call a jump scare, I guess, but damn.
Yeah, basically. That's horrible.
Even Jeff the Killer looks better than that. Even Jeff the Killer isn't that scary.
Yeah, even is it worse than Jeff the Killer's face?
In my opinion, yeah, it is.
Oh, like, that's
those
horrible.
Things you see in a Japanese horror movie with blood all on its face and its skin peeled off.
Was there any questions on last week's one? I don't think there was.
Really?
Last week's podcast.
Not at all. People leave some questions. God damn.
People do it. Yeah, because last time was our E3 one. Let me just check to see what people said. Oh, yeah, people were saying Fallout 4. Corby said Fallout 4 with naughty mods would be great. Oh, okay. And you already answered this one, but I guess you can answer it on the podcast.
Okay.
Alex Kryak asked you, you have a tattoo on your arm, is that real? And what does it say or mean?
It's real. Well, the one at the top, they're both, one of them means mother and one of them means father. And they're Japanese. They're in their Japanese writing, calligraphy or whatever you call it. And I drew them myself for the tattoos to do because I used to do like stuff like that. So yeah, and then he went and done it for me, done the tattoos for me.
That's awesome. Oh yeah, Shearest Man said Shady Corner isn't let me sign in for some reason because the website's being a dick. I fixed it, so it should be working. Whether or not your Patreon thing's not working, or whether or not the forum's not working, it should be working now. I'm pretty sure. Like, if you go over and check now, everything's working. The other thing too is somebody commented saying that the developers of Honey Pop made Honey Pop tissue boxes.
Oh my! I did not know this.
And I was like, "Where's mine?" Because I was please.
We should get free tissue boxes. We should promote their game.
Hey, we should look. I'm gonna try and get him on the podcast. I'm hoping to get him on here. Ooh. Oh, someone also said to you that you're not the only one, Shader. I don't have a cell phone either.
Oh, yeah, I saw that comment. I was like, yeah.
Don't worry, you're not missing out on much, not having a cell phone.
Nah.
Honestly, you're fine.
Hey, we're preventing car crashes and stuff, and traffic problems.
Exactly. Well, on that note, I guess we'll end the podcast, but like I said, if you want to leave us recommendations for Flash games that you want us to play, whether they be good sexy or bad sexy, leave them in the comment box below. That's our topic for this week. Also, if you want to sign up to Patreon, you get awesome, cool Patreon stuff, like exclusive videos and behind-the-scenes stuff, and sexy, sexy pictures drawn by amazing artists. You can go over to the Dat Game Patreon. And also, if you just want to shoot us an email, go over to shadycorner.com, and you can be like, hey, Shades, you're a dick. And I'll be like, sweet. Cool. I get it. So, on that note, have you got anything else to say, UK Shader?
Not at all. Just keep thinking about the boobs.
Keep... That is a life lesson. That is a life lesson. And on that note, I'm Shades.
And I'm UK Shadette.
And we will see you guys on the next DatCast.
Bye.